Come on downstairs, Bob. It's time to give Mr. Bradigan a rest. But I think I would like to lie down a while, Bobby. I have a little bit of a headache. I'm glad you liked Lord of the Flies. You can start your job tomorrow, if you like, with the feature section of the Sunday paper. I warn you, it's apt to be a trial by fire. Okay. Mom had reached the little landing outside of Ted's door. Bobby was behind her. Now she turned back and looked at Ted over Bobby's head. Why not outside on the porch? She asked. The fresh air will be nice for both of you, better than this stuffy room. And I'll be able to hear, too, if I'm in the living room. Bobby thought some message was passing between them, not via telepathy exactly, only it was telepathy, in a way, the humdrum sort adults practiced. A fine idea, Ted said. The front porch would be lovely. Good afternoon, Bobby. Good afternoon, Mrs. Garfield. Bobby came very close to saying, see you, Ted, and substituted, see you, Mr. Brodigan, at the last moment. He moved toward the stairs, smiling vaguely with the sweaty feeling of someone who has just avoided a nasty accident. His mother lingered. How long have you been retired, Mr. Bradigan? Or do you mind me asking? Bobby had almost decided she wasn't mispronouncing Ted's name deliberately. Now he swung the other way. She was. Of course she was. 3 years. He crushed his cigarette out in the brimming tin ashtray and immediately lit another. Which would make you 68? 66, actually. His voice continued mild and open, but Bobby had an idea he didn't much care for these questions. I was granted retirement with full benefits 2 years early, medical reasons. Don't ask him what's wrong with him, Mom, Bobby moaned inside his own head. Don't you dare. She didn't. She asked what he'd done in Hartford instead. Accounting. I was in the office of the comptroller. Bobby and I guess something to do with education. Accounting. That sounds very responsible. Ted smiled. Bobby thought there was something awful about it. In 20 years, I wore out 3 adding machines. If that is responsibility, Mrs. Garfield, why, yes, I was responsible. Ape-neck Sweeney spreads his knees. The typist puts a record on the gramophone with an automatic hand. I don't follow you? It's my way of saying that it was a lot of years in a job that never seemed to mean much. It might have meant a good deal if you'd had a child to feed, shelter, and raise. She looked at him with her chin slightly tilted. The look that meant if Ted wanted to discuss this, she was ready. That she would go to the mat with him on the subject, if that was his pleasure.